Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. So we are in lab number 8, exercise number 2, simulate app purchases. And this might be the easiest of all the labs that we've done up to this point. We've already got the button to purchase if we're currently in trial mode. And now we just need to click up the button click handler event and kick off the simulated purchase. So all we need to do is, first of all, let's go to the license.xml. I think we left isTrial to false previously when I ended the previous lesson. Just make sure you change that back to true. And so whenever we then use this little function for the onClick event of our button to request app purchase async, what we're going to do in memory is to change the is trial from true to false. Now it won't reflect that change in the actual XML file as it's noted in our lab. However, for the purposes of seeing this in action from converting an app from trial into a fully paid app, we can see that much at least. And I don't think it addresses this in the lab, but that false that we're passing in is, do we want a receipt or not? Okay. So let's go ahead and run the app. And now let's try to simulate the act of purchasing, changing a trial into a full version. So I'm going to click the button. And now we get this cool little UI from the current app simulator. And this allows us to say, okay, what happens when we return an error, a failure of some sort, back to the function? Should we want to test the conditions, like the app dies, it puts a valid error message in front of the user and so forth? I think for our purposes, we're just going to select the OK option and click continue. And now the next time we come into our about page, you can see that we're now a licensed user of the app. And just to kind of show you how this works, we didn't really change anything about the app. However, we didn't change the underlying XML file. That's just our simulator, because now the next time we come back, we're back in the trial version. All right, so. But this is good. This allows us to simulate the app purchase, and I think that's all that we need to do in this lab. Okay, so once again, we're simply tying together all the work that we previously did in order to enable or disable features in our app, admittedly a small feature, just the little purchase button, based on whether the user is using a trial or a full version of the app. We could use that little check that we're doing right here all over the place and enable or disable features of our app by just simply doing this. If it is trial, then don't show this or show this message or this display this div tag instead. Or if they have fully purchased, then you can show this full range of features, all right? Or whatever you can imagine. And you can notify the user of the benefits of becoming a full purchaser of the app, a licensor of the app. I'll leave that step to your creativity for your particular app and what you want to accomplish. But the next lesson is our last in the labs, and then we'll have one after that just to wrap up. But it'll show us one more way to interact with the Windows Store API to monetize our apps through selling in-app purchases. We're going to allow people to license the Italian recipes for 99 cents. So we'll see you there. Thanks. Mm-hmm.